Students and parents around the state will have 16 new charter schools to choose from within the next few years, as the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education approved the new charters yesterday. Charter schools have long been controversial. Some people see them as threatening teacher union jobs and competing with traditional public schools for the best students. And, as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Totis reports, these new charter schools have prompted a new debate.
According to a new law passed last year, new charter schools in Boston are required to target the neediest kids in the district, kids in special education and children learning English. So to win one of the coveted new charters, a school was supposed to have shown that it had a proven track record of educating these kids. Problem is, some of the groups that received charters yesterday have very little experience with these groups. Board member Harneen Chernow raised these concerns at yesterday's meeting.
I don't see a great kind of acknowledgement and awareness from some of the existing charters that they actually have not done a good job dealing with this population and have a lot to learn going forward.
Here's the breakdown for Boston. In the public schools, nearly 30% of students in the district don't speak English fluently. But in the charter schools, only a tiny fraction of students are learning English. Instead of 30%, the numbers are closer to 2 or 3%.
I want to address squarely some of the concerns that have been raised about the need of our charter schools to better serve underrepresented populations.
Education Commissioner Mitchell Chester.
It's not a perception that our charter schools as a whole are not serving the same proportions of English language learners and students with disabilities. That's a reality. I mean, we've quantified that.
But Chester said they have done a good job with the students they've had.
I'm confident that the applications I'm bringing forward to you meet both state and federal statutory requirements.
After the vote, some education advocates were skeptical.
That's a very strange way to do business. I mean, if the law is clear, and we think it is, then how did they go ahead and approve them today? So that is very disappointing.
Roger Rice is the executive director of Multicultural Education Training and Advocacy. It's a nonprofit based in Somerville that monitors immigrant education across the country. His group has taken a number of school systems to court, arguing that they violated students' civil rights.
You know, we think they just broke the law. Whether or not that results in a lawsuit, I'm not prepared to tell you at this moment.
Supporters of the charter schools see it differently.
We do not believe our schools have broken the law. These aren't even schools.
Mark Kennan heads the Massachusetts Charter Public School Association.
September, we expect META and other advocates for English language learners to be vigilant in monitoring our schools, and we welcome that monitoring.
Some members of the board also vowed to monitor these new schools closely. That's after they acknowledged the problems, but decided to take what they called a leap of faith. They said they have faith in these new charters because their existing schools have had tremendous success in many other areas. Plus, they added, mainstream schools aren't doing a great job with these students, so charters should have the chance to experiment. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.